Job chapter 20. Then Zophar the Naamathite answered, and said, Therefore my thoughts cause me to answer, and for this I make haste. I have heard the check of my reproach, and the spirit of my understanding causes me to answer. Do you not know this of old, since man was placed upon earth? That the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite but for a moment. Though his excellency mounts up to the heavens, and his head reaches to the clouds. Yet he will perish forever like his own dung, those who have seen him will say. Where is he? He will fly away as a dream, and will not be found, yes, he will be chased away as a vision of the night. The eye also which saw him will see him no more, neither will his place see him any more. His children will seek to please the poor, and his hands will restore their goods. His bones are full of the sin of his youth, which will lie down with him in the dust. Though wickedness is sweet in his mouth, though he hides it under his tongue. Though he spares it, and does not forsake it. But keeps it still within his mouth. Yet his food in his belly is turned, it is the gall, bitterness, poison, of asps, snakes within him. He has swallowed down riches, and he will vomit them up again, God will cast them out of his stomach. He will suck the poison of asps, snakes. The viper's tongue will kill him. He will not see the rivers, the floods, the brooks of honey and butter. He will give back that which he has labored for, and will not swallow it down, the restitution, reward, will be according to his character, and he will not rejoice in it. Because he has oppressed and has forsaken the poor, because he has violently taken away a house which he did not build. Surely he will not feel quietness in his stomach, he will not save of that which he desired. None of his food will be left. Therefore no man will look for his goods. In the fullness of his self-sufficiency he will be in need, every hand of the wicked will come upon him. When he is about to fill his stomach, God will cast the fury of his anger upon him, and will rain it upon him while he is eating. He shall flee from the iron weapon, and the bow of steel shall strike him through. It is drawn, and comes out of the body, yes, the glittering sword comes out of his gall, terrors are upon him. All darkness shall be hidden in his secret places, a fire not blown shall consume him. It shall go ill with any who are left in his tent. The heaven shall reveal his sin. And the earth shall rise up against him. The increase of his house shall depart, and his goods shall flow away in the day of his anger. This is the portion of a wicked man from God, and the heritage appointed to him by God.